Well, it's a party long viewed as being on the fringes, a party seen as so extreme for French voters to even consider giving their vote to. No More, the far-right national rally, formerly known as the National Front, and led by Marine Le Pen, daughter of the National Front founder Jean-Marie Le Pen, a former member of the Nazi Waffen-SS, has come first in the first round of voting in France's parliamentary elections. They secured just over 33% of the vote, with President Macron's centrist bloc in third place on 21%. A left-wing alliance came in second on 28%. There's another round of voting to come next Sunday. Here is one Parisian voter explaining why he voted for Le Pen's party.
I find the Rassemblement National very attractive because since the 2000s, the center parties traditional right or traditional left have not done a lot of things, and I hope that many more radical personalities might do something, but not too radical. I think the Rassemblement National is a way of unity, because you're not differentiating yourself because of your skin colour, but because you are French. That's all that counts.
Well, let's go to Paris now and join our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. So, Tony, what were the scenes last night when news of the far-right win came through?
Well, there were certainly expectations, given the polling, Audrey, in the days up to the vote, that the far right would win this election. And indeed they did. And in fact, the opinion polls once again in France have proven to be extremely accurate. The final results show the far right national rally on 33%. And the New Popular Front, that's the left-wing alliance, on just around 28%. But Macron's group now, the final results show his alliance on 20%. So it was expected. There were demonstrations in Paris around Place de la République late last night. There were reports of some clashes involving anti-right-wing demonstrators in a number of cities across France. But I suppose a sense of resignation, and then what happens next? What will the coming week bring? Because there's still a lot of confusion and fog around what the final outcome will be, whether the national rally can get an absolute majority and Jordan Bardella, the 28-year-old leader of the group, can become the next prime minister and enter into an unprecedented cohabitation with President Macron, who still has 3 years of his presidential term to run.
So, Tony, in the week that's to come, then, there are constituencies where there will be three candidates running. Can President Macron direct his candidate, his centrist candidate, to withdraw to avoid splitting the vote with the left?
Well, that's what all the talk is about at the moment, and they only have 48 hours to work out their strategies. So normally the top two candidates in every constituency go into the runoff in the second round. Under the rules, anyone who gets over 12.5% of registered voters can also enter that runoff in the second round. And because the turnout was so high, around 67%, that means there are a lot more constituencies where you have three candidates. Over 300 constituencies, in fact, will have three candidates. So there have been calls pretty much immediately for candidates to drop out, whether they are centrist, Macron's party alliance candidates, or candidates on the left, to give the other candidate a better chance of beating the far right and preventing them from getting an overall majority. Now, interestingly, today Le Figaro, which is the main conservative newspaper in France, has called on voters to support the far right in the second round, because it argues that a clear majority for Jordan Bardella and the far right and Marine Le Pen would be better than a minority government that will lurch from one crisis to another over the next 3 years, because Emmanuel Macron has shown no sign that he will want to resign after this result. The problem for Macron and for the moderate centrists, if you like, on the right and on the left, is that do they step aside In constituencies where the far left, a party called France Unbowed, could win seats, because many people feel that they are, a very extreme radical party with extreme financial policies that could really do damage to France's budget situation. So there's a real dilemma as to whether this pact will work this week and whether it will frustrate that absolute majority that Marine Le Pen is expecting next weekend.
On election night in 2017, we were there, the programme was there, you were there as well, Tony. I remember Macron saying he would do everything to make sure that there was no longer any reason to vote for the extremes. How do you explain their success this time around?
That's right. I mean, he came like a comet just onto the political scene in France, devastating the consensus between the centre-right and centre-left with this new centrist alliance that was really built around his personality and his, I suppose, vigour and youthfulness. I mean, he came out of nowhere, even though he had been part of François Hollande's government before that on the centre-left. But he then created the centrist movement, which had the effect of hollowing out the centre-right and centre-left in French politics and fragmenting it. And then when things started to go wrong, with the cost of living, with the COVID crisis, with the Gilets Jaunes protests against, diesel increases and so on, and just general cost of living problems in France that seemed to affect ordinary voters, I think his style and his policies simply did not reflect what French people wanted. He was seen as aloof, somewhat distant figure, typical of the so-called elitist brand of French politician. And that created a space for the far right to enter and to capitalise on. And of course, Marine Le Pen has spent 13 years as leader of the National Rally, formerly the National Front, trying to detoxify the party, to sanitize it and make it a more respectable force in French politics. And she appears to have succeeded in that a lot of young people have voted for the party. There is not the same stigma involved in voting for the party. But still, there are many, many people in France who believe it is a racist party and that there has been an increase in hate speech and racist attacks in the campaign since it was launched.
And they have no experience of governing at all. I'm just wondering what the implications of this are for his presidency. Can he remain in the Élysée in the face of such a catastrophic loss for his party?
Well, he said he will remain in the Élysée. Now what the options are, there are no good options really, according to Macron and other centrist politicians. Jordan Bardella, the leader of the far-right National Rally, has said that he will only accept the post of Prime Minister if he has an absolute majority. If he's the biggest party, but not with an absolute majority, he said he will not accept that because there would be a confidence motion against him at the first opportunity, and then the government would fall and you would be in for a period of chaos. Now, what Macron could do is he could, depending on the results next weekend, see if he can form a government of centre and left wing deputies and try and keep that going. But that seems to be a very tall order given the divisions across the political spectrum at the moment. Okay. And given that so many people have unease and worries about this France Unbowed, this far left party, which is the biggest element of that left wing alliance.
Tony, for now, thank you very much. Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, live in Paris.